Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, it's Fat Mascara time. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. That just made me think of when people say it's peanut butter jelly time. Remember that little gif from back in the day? Oh, sorry, that was my dog.
Was that
was he
scampering?
Yeah, he's scampering.
Scampering closer to the podcast or further away from the podcast?
A little bit of both. When he shakes himself off, it makes that noise because he doesn't have fur. Where like a furry dog would just have a quiet shake. Instead, it interrupted our podcast. Anyway, hi Jess, how you doing?
It's all right.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm glad you're all right because it's been a little bit of a rough week last week and still the volatility in the world. Our hearts go out to everybody who's dealing with this war that just began. But, you know, Fat Mascara, we're a place of love, acceptance, a little bit of escapism, I think, right?
Hope so. Hope that's why you're here, to take a minute for yourself.
Exactly. So on that note, we have an excellent episode for you, of course. Before we get into the episode, though, we have a fun event.
Oh, thank God we're not doing live events, but we're doing
this one is gonna be live.
It's not in person.
It's a virtual live podcast that we'll be recording that will also run as a podcast. So you will be part of the Fat Mascara podcast. Here's what it is: we're partnering with Differin to host a live version of our podcast where we'll be talking about skincare, the acne-fighting power of retinoids, makeup advice, more. It's called a retinoid roundtable, and we want you to be there.
Here are the details. It's March 8th at 8 p.m. EST, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. on the West Coast. And for our friends all across the globe, I ask you to put it into the Google machine and figuring out what time you should be there.
I'm sorry if it's the middle of the night where you live. You know, it's hard to do these so that everybody can come. But this one's at March 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So who's going to be there? Okay, this is the exciting part. You're going to get a free gift, actually two free gifts after the event. So that's really cool. Come hang with us. The other people that are going to be at this event with us, dermatologist Dr. Camille Howard, our buddy Sarah Tan of the Los Angeles podcast, she'll be there, and makeup artist Alina Medin. So you're going to talk to a dermatologist, well, we're going to talk to, and you'll be involved. There's some audience participation, but everybody will be there and you'll get to see us all. And it's going to be super fun. How do we RSVP? Tell everybody.
I'm really excited. Yes. So to RSVP for this fun event, which by the way is free, we love free, free, free. That's our favorite word. Visit retinoidroundtable.com.
Yes, I also put that in the show notes for you guys. So just go where you clicked on this podcast. There'll be a link to RSVP. It's also on our Instagram page, on our website, retinoidroundtable.com. And we hope to see you there on March 8th. All right. So this episode, like we said, got a lot for you. We got some news. We got some raise of wands, got a little science corner. Should we do it?
Let's do it. Okay. It's time to do the news. Lots of interesting things happening over the beauty world.
What if a TV correspondent like came on for the morning news and that's the way they introduced?
I would keep my channel set on it permanently.
Hey guys,
the news. Legend. I would say legend. Oh my God, Walter Cronkite. All right, listen. Influencers ain't over, Jen. Okay? Like, you cannot keep these teens down. All right? Per Women's Wear Daily, John Paul Mitchell Systems has a new brand ambassador for its clean hairline, Emma Brooks. Mm-hmm. Yep, even John Paul Mitchell Systems needs an influencer. According to Women's Wear Daily, she said, "I knew that working with Paul Mitchell was going to be a unique and different experience because I've been a loyal user of JPMS products since I was 14, said the 19-year-old influencer. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. Who counts 3.6.
Yo, that's one third of her life. Like, that's pretty impressive.
Yes, that is loyalty. That is brand loyalty. Okay, one third of my life.
Sorry.
Would be.
Of course, Jen had to correct
her. I'm not a mathematician. Stop it. My head hurts. Who counts 3.6 million followers on TikTok? 3.6 million followers on TikTok. That is nothing to be ignored. And 1.7 million on Instagram. She's a true and genuine fan of the brand. And listen, I just have to say, when I was 19, I was psyched that Friendly's hired me back for the summer. So good on Emma Brooks.
She has like a six-figure digit deal. Very different than your Friendly's job when you were in high school, Jess.
I was excited when I made $60 and I spent it all at Nordstrom Beauty Floor. So, you know, listen.
And maybe on some John Paul Mitchell. Who knows? Did you get a little awapuhi? I don't know.
That my friend Rachel had all John Paul Mitchell and I thought she was like rich. So
yeah, it was Salon Selectives over at the Goldstein household. Yeah.
I have to say congratulations to her. I was on her Instagram for quite some time the other day. She is absolutely stunning. Stunning. Please, if you don't know who she is, Emma Brooks, look her up. She's gorgeous. Okay. I can understand why they chose her. So hats off to P&G, who is looking for a more eco-friendly to package shampoos and conditioners. Jen and I have spoken a lot in this show about how shampoo and with a lot of experts, shampoos, conditioners, all those bulky items are extremely heavy to ship. They're quite, you know, they're
not eco-friendly.
They're not eco-friendly. They're full of water. So writing in their worldwide patent, P&G stated that they're working on water-soluble pouches that dissolve into a creamy product when they're in touch with really hot water. So they're designed to be put into your hand. Mm-hmm. And when they get in touch with the water, they will, you know, dissolve into the product, into a shampoo or conditioner. These are going to be an alternative to shampoos and conditioners that come in a bottle, which contain, quote, significant bulk because of all the water that are needed to, you know, mix with the, you know, the actual ingredients. Mm-hmm. And they also provide an alternative to those solid format bars, which they acknowledge don't always have the greatest consumer experience.
I mean, we keep testing them and listeners keep sharing, but yeah, it's tough to make a shampoo or conditioner in a solid form.
Exactly. They don't always dissolve fast enough in water. And this was an interesting point they brought up. They can also melt during shipping and storage. I experienced this once. I won't name the brand, but I received like a box of these kind of bar products and they were like half melted, sticky, tacky. It was like somebody sent me some old chocolates, you know?
It reminds me also of Plus products. Former guest Julie Schott's company, she does a shower gel that like with warm water, the packaging itself dissolves into the shower. And so getting away from the single use, it's not a sheet mask, that pouch does dissolve. And that's what they're doing too. I think this is such a great idea.
Really cool. So I think we could expect to see this down the line. One thing that is interesting though, they did point out that there could be some drawbacks is that it does take some time for the pouches to dissolve. 15 to 20 seconds. Is the consumer going to wait around?
I like that they're like seeding that early in the launch story of this product. So like people have to recalibrate the way they think about personal service. It's the same thing we say with the luxury codes. Like rethink your face cream should not weigh 2 pounds, the jar of it. That's not luxury. Luxury is a lighter face cream that's nicer for the environment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, yes, yes.
Good one, good one.
Okay. The week in celebrity launches. ScarJo, aka Scarlett Johansson, has a skincare line coming out on March 1st. It's called The Outset. Now, she's worked on it with Kate Foster, who is a beauty industry veteran. She is a very cool lady. Jen and I have worked with her over the years. So they've really worked on this line together. And it is a clean, quote unquote, clean skincare that's meant to be accessible. Now, I spoke to ScarJo about this for Harper's Bazaar.
Oh, I've been loving these. Like, you'll report the news and then we get the BTS from Bazaar.
Little BTS.
Well, yeah, this line launched yesterday, March 1st, right? So
yes,
go ahead.
What
did Scarlett Johansson say to you, Jess?
Well, it was really interesting because she did talk about how with working on a beauty line, she's really thrown herself into this. She's worked with so many brands from Calvin Klein, Euphoria, to Dolce & Gabbana Beauty, which was such an amazing collection, by the way. She's really a beauty industry veteran, but here she could own something. And she's really knows her stuff when it comes to skincare. Mm. You know, she was a really big fan of French pharmacy brands. But here, I was really interested in talking to her about her perspective on creating a line. And she likened it, and there's so many articles out there about the line, and we will talk about it in a second. But she likened working on a beauty line to working on a movie and that fact that people work in teams. And I thought that was really interesting. There are people who will like to work together. You know, like when you work on a movie set, there are like people who like to work like directors and with their directors of photography and their cinematographers.
Sure. I mean, I think a lot of projects are like that, right?
But create. I love this
like
idea.
Like a creative metaphor for.
Yes. Yeah. And how people become very close and like, oh, well, I work with this person. And I just thought that was really interesting and how tightly knit people become over, you know, the course of a big project. Yeah. So I thought that was really, I don't know. I'm a little bit of a geek like that. I really liked
you love a business launch story. I know.
I love a business launch.
Like how do people found things? Like what goes on in their brain to like make a thing come to the world?
Yeah. And I think I could tell how much she was loving the creative process. So anyway, that's what I really enjoyed so much about my conversation with her. But anyway, back to the product. Everything is under $55. So it's not drugstore cheap, but it's not like super aspirational $100 for, you know, a exfoliating toner. And everything is very like moisturizing, nourishing. She uses a lot of the hot ingredients right now, like vitamin C, niacinamide. She uses a sub for hyaluronic acid. She uses squalane. Everything is vegan. I've tried the eye cream. That is my favorite product. Well, I've tried them all, but the eye cream is my favorite SKU. So check it out. It is launching now. So anyway, congratulations, ScarJo. Okay, let's move on to another groovy brand, Aesop. You a fan of Aesop, Jen?
Are you kidding me? The amount I spend on hand soap, it's like ridiculous. It gives me such joy though. And every time I buy it, and I like... I'm like, I should probably try some of their other products besides
I feel like hand soap. Yeah, I would like to know if Aesop's like top selling SKU is the hand soap, because I feel like
it's gotta be. Whenever I talked to the publicist back when I was at Marie Claire, they were like, yeah, no, sure, you can write about the hand soap, but like, how about this other product we have that needs some love?
I know. Well, yeah, I will say that their hand soap actually does last a while. So if you are like on the fence about it, you can probably justify it a little bit with cost per use, because it does last
a long time. The funniest thing you ever said back in like season one of Fat Mascara, the first year, and it launched, and Jess said, yeah, oh, it's great. You know, if you find $40 on the ground, pick it up and go buy yourself some hand soap.
Because it's a splurge, but like, it's fantastic. So, but they're always doing really cool experimental work. You know, they're always coming up with some kind of wacky idea that like another brand wouldn't try. They're very first in, you know, like never been done before, right? Jen, NBDB.
NBDB, yes.
Okay. And now the brand is doing something on Worldwide FM, which is an internet radio station. Okay. P.S. The future is audio, if you didn't know.
P.S. Okay? They stole our name, FM. Come on.
Yeah, no relation. They launched something called Radio Matique Mixtapes, which is about the transportive power of both scent and sound. And this is Aesop's first collaboration with Worldwide FM. And they're going to host 3 broadcasts weekly. Now, the broadcasts are presented by the indie electronic artist She, the soul-based DJ and producer Closet Yi, and the Amsterdam DJ Netta Sue. And the episodes feature tracks that are connected with their fragrances in the other Topia's range. Now, I listened to some of Closet Yi. It's very this like ambient, like, you know, kind of just like, it's not like, chill. Oh, I love this part where it really kicks in.
Do
you
we
know,
have a beat
like,
that drops? No beat, just like sort
no,
of.
There are some beats, but it's just kind of ambient and cool. Like if you, I don't want
to. Should we host a party so we can put it in the background kind of thing?
Yes. But I don't want to relegate it to background, because I think that's kind of like insulting when you call someone like, oh, this is background jam.
Oh yeah, it's
like,
not you know, music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it will take you someplace. It will take you someplace. And I just love that they are combining those two senses together and partnering with, you know, this radio station and this multi-sensory.
Have that experience like in a museum. I know there's been museums that have done a fragrance with a sound experience. Like do it yourself at home. How cool.
So cool. So cool. So anyway, yeah, I love that. So buy the scent. Yeah. Turn up the Other Topia's Worldwide FM thing. And you don't have to be live to listen to it. Like you can listen to it now.
We'll put a link on the blog on the fatmascara.com website so you guys can try it for yourself. Order some fragrances and groove.
Yes. What a great brand. So creative. And then finally, from Jess's business desk. Okay. This is my favorite lawsuit of the week. Okay.
Oh, legal yeah, sub desk yeah. of the business desk.
Yeah. Boom, boom. Okay.
Is it Jay-Z again with his fragrance? Something different.
No. This is not quite as flashy. This doesn't quite have the star power that Jay-Z brings. So this is Veronica Eshelby, the plaintiff in a proposed class action suit. Said that L'Oreal has been misleading customers, okay? Mm-hmm. By labeling its products L'Oreal Paris and using French words such as fini matte, which means matte finish, and sans-huile, which means oil-free, it's suggesting that its products are French. However, she has raised the issue that the products are neither made nor sold in France, but they are designed by the company's New York subsidiary for the American market, and that they're made in North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Are you serious?
Or somewhere else in the United States and Canada. So listen, I get what she's saying. Like, you know, wait a second, this is not a French.
Right, and they make SKUs that are specific to the Americas that never even make their way to be sold in France.
Right, so you're selling the glamour and the allure of France.
Yeah.
I totally understand what she's saying, but I also think that there are, and I'm not a legal here, and I know that there are lots of listeners who definitely know way more than me, but like when you go and you buy like a pizza that's like, you know, Milano, blah, blah, or... Mm-hmm.
Capri is a salad. Is it from Capri?
Yeah.
Were these tomatoes grown in Capri?
Yeah. Or like I, you know, when I was younger, I had all these like things that said like Camp Beverly Hills or, and I thought that like I was buying into the image of Beverly Hills.
Was
style.
That t-shirt produced in Beverly Hills?
I thought it was.
Okay, go on. So you see her point.
I do see her point, but I'm not sure. It's like everything is kind of based on image. Yeah. And then, but maybe the brand was at that time. Well, it was. L'Oreal was.
I mean, the heritage of the brand is French.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But like we live in a global economy now where things are.
I'm sorry. I think this is over litigious. Is this what we're spending money on?
I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. So it's like.
Does she feel harmed? Was she harmed by this?
No, she was not. Like, she was absolutely not harmed.
Like this is different than a lawsuit where like I use the shampoo. I think my hair might be falling out because of it. It's like, and I think it's also, they don't try to hide the fact. They don't try and claim like, this is a French product that like, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't say made in France. Oh my God, this is.
Like if I set up a stand.
I don't mean to put down this woman, but like, I think this is.
No, I'm not putting her down.
No, I understand what she's saying. But like, I think this is I get it, but like, what a ridiculous use of our legal, like, platforms here in America. You know?
Welcome to America. Yeah. I just think like this is our whole, if you walk to any, go to any strip mall, it's like,
not unique,
you know,
to beauty. Yeah. There's all sorts of industries that have the, you know, heritage from other places and you're buying into that vibe.
Exactly. It's a vibe. So real, I thought that story was very interesting and I wonder if it will make like it set a precedent. I don't know.
I mean, you need to follow this and see what the judge says. I just have a feeling like they get to court. If they even get to court, there's no way. I don't even think they would settle. Maybe they will get to court because L'Oreal is going to be like, sure, let's go to court and see how this holds up. I just think it'll get thrown out. It's like, what's the harm that was done to her by that fact? Did she waste millions of her dollars trying to be French, thinking she was going to turn French if she used a little like Sani? I forget the names of the products, but wow, that's fascinating, Jess.
I don't know how I don't know anything about law, so I don't know how proposed class action suits work, but I'd imagine L'Oreal has many, many skilled and powerful lawyers.
Yeah. It's an interesting concept though, because I think a lot of beauty, I mean, there's also the conversation of cultural appropriation, which we've talked about in other realms, but a lot of beauty plays on, you're buying an image. Fashion does the same thing. A lot of industries do. And I feel like it's the price of entry with a lot of these products. And it's
LA gear.
LA looks. Oh my God. If you start doing cities and states here in the United States, the number of brands.
New York, I think about like New York. Like New York is.
New York and Co., the fashion company.
Yes.
Was that based in Ohio? Like, yeah, no way.
New York vibes. New York, think about every business that tries to tap into like a New York
spirit.
Maybe
you are a legal eagle. If I were a L'Oreal lawyer, absolutely, this would be part of what I present to the judge, you know, in my brief about like why this is not, this is just a ridiculous lawsuit. I'm sorry, I'm willing to say it, lady.
No, but think about like,
we're just gonna keep coming up with examples. There's millions.
There's so many cities that are like used to create like an image of like toughness or chic. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting. So anyway, I loved this story and I hope everyone walks away unharmed.
That's fascinating. Well, guess what? Because we don't have a separate topic. I'm jumping into your news. I'm going to give you a science corner. What do you think of that?
Hit us with the science corner.
So I think I lost a lot of people with the fibroblasts last week.
Including my dear, dear co-host, Jessica Mallon.
I have to say, if I looked confused or tired, or I was thinking about the cell cake. Last week was a doozy.
I didn't do a good job explaining it. I didn't.
No,
I
even you did a fine job. It's not an excuse, but like, I didn't want to talk about the time because I wanted to make sure everything was okay. My daughter had COVID. I was running on empty.
The only cell you could picture was that had corona spikes coming out of it.
Yes, I was so tired. And if I sounded tired, I freaking was tired. And
I was like, tired. Halfway through it, I was like, I'm bored by the fibroblasts.
And I was confused and it was crazy. So I apologize if I sounded confused and tired. I was trying to like record at like 9 p.m. at night.
And I was in a hot, like literally 100-degree closet in Mexico. So like I wasn't doing my best work either. We both apologize to you, dear listeners. But okay, we're back this week.
I am back rejuvenated. She's in daycare
to learn.
And I'm caffeinated.
Everybody put on your science hat because Jess, okay. I picked this one for you because I thought about what does my co-host love? And this is all about color and language. Two things that are near and dear to your heart.
Okay. Love it. Okay.
So in many languages, the colors that we describe in English as blue and green are described using the same word. For example, I was just in the Yucatan, right? Many people speak Yucatec. It's a dialect of the Mayan language. There is one word for blue-green in that there's no blue, separate blue and green. That you use the same word. It's yaks. And that is like a gru color, if you will. And this
but
is
I have a question. Wait, yes, I got to jump in. Wait, so like if there's a blue crayon and a green crayon, like they have the same word for both.
Well, I mean, sure. I mean, a lot of those people also speak Spanish. So, you know, they'll use azul and, you know, verde. But anyway, there's a bunch of languages like this around the world. So a group of cognitive scientists recently published a paper in the journal Scientific Reports showing that, so they basically used statistical analysis to study some hypothesis why that might be. Why do some languages have this quirk that blue and green are the same color? It doesn't happen with other colors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here they have a couple theories that they tested. And statistically, these three theories help explain it. They found this to be true. One, cultural complexity. This one's a little bit boring for me. The larger and more complex a culture is, the more likely they are to have a word for blue. A separate word for blue and green. Okay, that makes sense to me, you know?
Yeah.
Culture evolves, more things are made, you need to distinguish, okay. Another has to do with environment. The closer the culture is, and this is where the culture, where the language originated, doesn't mean that's where it's spoken anymore, but so, you know, the Yucatan Peninsula for that Mayan language I was talking about. The closer it is to a large body of water, particularly a large lake, the more likely they are to have a separate word for blue.
Oh,
because think about that's the ocean really too. I was like, oh, yeah, the ocean can look kind of green, but a lake is usually pretty blue. And you might think, what about the sky? But like the sky is like a separate thing. You know, sometimes it's white, it's up
sometimes
there.
Sometimes it's gray, it's not white, black, immediate. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's something. Now, this is the most interesting of all. I'm going to bring the color theory and the language. In comes UV light, a fat mascara favorite. Here comes the sunshine doing things. Okay. Basically, more of the languages that don't have a word for blue evolved near the equator where there is more UV light. Why might that be? The researchers explained it's likely because it's believed that UV light actually affects your eye physically over the long term. The lenses in your eye become, when they're exposed to more UV light, become more opaque, and the density of yellow pigment in those lenses increases. What does this do? More blue light, as you're looking at the color blue, more of those short wavelength blue lights are absorbed by your lens. So your retina is reading the color as more green looking because some of that blue is filtered out by your yellow lens. So your perception of the color is blue green. Is more greenish. I don't think it's going to be like completely a different color.
So as you get older, things look more green?
Well, as you get older, because of this happens to your eyes, but even when you're younger, if you're in UV, bright UV light all the time, you might, it's called brunescence, this activity that happens to the lens of your eye. Your distinguishment between blue and green isn't as precise as it would be in a northern climate where there's less UV light.
Right.
So they even have in the paper, and I'll link to it, they even have like, they show you what things might look like a picture might look like if you have this brunescence of your lens. And the blue and green, they're still different, but they're not quite as distinguishable. Yeah. So there's a lot of other theories as to why this might be, but I think it's fascinating that sunshine has something to do with it. And there's still modern languages today. Mine's a very old language, obviously, but there's still modern languages today that don't separate out the word blue and green. And there are some reasons why. So that's
but they know
science,
it's
guys.
Different though, right? Like they know that
well, that
it is
I mean, let's
color.
Get into perception. That's a whole other thing. I think about this all the time. If I'm looking at something and say pink and you say
this
pink,
is like
are we
stoner
really seeing,
conversation.
I mean, you guys get high and talk about that. You could do it for hours. Is my pink your pink? You know, that's something else entirely. And you know, then think about all the people with colorblindness, prevalent. Actually, they studied that some of these populations, how prevalent colorblindness was and how that would affect whether there was a separate word for blue and green. But
wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that they don't, and they also explain, it's not that they don't see that these are two different colors. It's just that like we can lump them together when we're grouping things. You
I
know
love
what I
that.
Mean? Yeah. So
this is a good topic for the beach this summer.
Yeah, guys, bring
this is
that
a
up.
Good,
look at
this
me.
Is
I'm
a
giving you like
beach
party.
Blanket combo.
Yeah. Cocktail party chatter, forget it. This is beach party chatter.
I like this.
Yeah.
Jen. Right,
well, that's your science.
That was
corner.
Generous of you.
Well, I love bringing science to you and to our listeners.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honey Love, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honey Love came along. Honey Love's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honey Love. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand. We've got a goodie from our friend, Caitlin. Caitlin, take it away.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Caitlin from Minnesota calling to raise a wand for my new favorite lip product. I'm talking about the InBeauty lip glazes. These are sheer lip oils that go on so juicy on the lips and have really good nourishment. They have jojoba oil and pomegranate extract, so it moisturizes and gently exfoliates the lips. But my favorite part about them is the scent and flavors. They have 7 flavors now, and they taste just as good as they smell. So not only do they make your lips look really fun and juicy, but they also last a really long time and smell so good. They give me adult lip smacker vibes. You can get them at InBeauty.com, but you can also buy a few of the different colors on Sephora and Credo Beauty. Love the pod. Thanks. Bye.
Ooh, I second that wand, Caitlin. I actually just pulled out my lip glaze as you were talking because I wanted to put a little on. I have number 5. It's delicious. Fruity cereal, it's called. That was a good one. I want you guys to share as well. Email us info@fatmascara.com. Call us 646-481-8182. That's going to be on my freaking gravestone, isn't it? That phone number.
Jen, would you ever get a tattoo of our
number? After our first anniversary of our show, I got the mascaras on my fingers, like the little lashes. Yeah. So I feel like when we have another big, like our 400th episode is coming up, should I get another tattoo?
Yes.
Would it be our phone number?
Oh. Would you get a tattoo for our 400th?
I'll get a tattoo for anything. So I have a low bar for what registers as a reason to get a tattoo.
Jen, how many tattoos do you have? Are you like willing to say? I mean, I should willing that. That's a
no,
weird
when
word
I
to
wrote
use.
That story.
Like, have you ever counted?
I wrote that story for Elle about the temporary disappearing tattoo. By the way, I need to update you guys with a photo of that so you can see what it's like at the 7-month mark now. Yeah. I had to count them up because the editor queried me. She's like, how many tattoos do you have? And it was 23, but a lot of them are small.
Yeah, so many of them are small that I don't feel like if you said Jen has 23 tattoos, I would be like, what?
I mean, no, she doesn't.
But
9 of them are on my hands. Maybe. What was the point? Oh yeah, phone numbers. No, I don't think I'm going to get our phone number, but I'll take suggestions if I should get some other fat mascara thing on my, a new tattoo to commemorate this project, which I love so much. Raise a wand, a mascara wand. We'll see.
Our faces?
Should I get Jess's face on my back?
Like a boardwalk style,
like airbrush
caricature.
Like a caricature.
With those huge heads.
Next time we do our headshots, should we get a portrait artist? Just go down to Times Square and do like the crayon pastel chalks version of Jess and Jen.
That's what
we send out. If the media asks for our headshot, here you go. They would make my eyebrows look like Groucho Marx. Cause they pick one feature of your face and overdo it.
That was I only had that done once and never
what
again.
What did you look like?
I was like, I am ugly as sin.
No.
I was 6th grade or something. And I was just I'm out. Yeah, I just remember not liking it. But
you're in 6th grade, which is I want to say what's the
most self-conscious.
And also probably the low point of most people's looks is their 6th grade. let's be honest, puberty, everything's changing. So
yeah.
Shall I go first or would you like to go first? Raise a wand.
You go first.
Okay. I am burning my raise a wand right now. That's right.
Oh,
I'm trying to, I'm back from Mexico, but I want to keep that Mexican spiritual vibe going with a spa kind of scent, if you will. And I have an Uma Oils candle, not a Mexican company, obviously.
Beautiful.
It's inspired by Ayurveda, as you know, because you probably listened to their founder on our show. Great episode. Anyway, this is the Uma Pure Love candle. I feel like a lot of times when essential oils are used in a candle, either it doesn't have a good throw or they switch in their smell and they're not as herbal and spa-y. They just take on a more perfumey fragrance kind of smell. If it's rosemary, it doesn't have that astringency that their true herbal essential oil of rosemary has. This has the herbal. It does not smell like perfume. It does not smell like fragrance. It smells like you just chopped up some fresh herbs.
Oh my God.
It's just delicious.
I need
it. Yes, you do need it. And you'll feel,
I need
it'll give you an Ayurvedic sense of well-being that cannot be matched by any other candle that I have tried recently when you're looking for that herbal kind of spa, freshening, cool breeze that rolls into a room that maybe you haven't cleaned in 2 weeks. And so you light a candle. Is that just me?
That sounds real good.
What are you raising?
Wow. I feel like that is... That's a good one. That was one of the... I think that's your best raise a wand in...
Really?
I shouldn't say best, but that's the one that's hit me.
Oh, if I convince you to buy it, I know I'm doing a good job. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Exactly. Okay. Not that you need to convince me, but I just mean that personally resonated with me.
Yes,
do you know what
course.
I mean? That personally resonated with me. Okay. So I don't know what... I was possessed last night and I was like, I usually shower like very late and then just like, you know, throw myself into the bed like a, you know, sack of garbage.
Just like, thanks for the visual. It's a wet sack of garbage.
Just like a hefty bag, like into the bed. Like I'm so tired when I go to bed. It's like just horrible. But last night I was like, oh my gosh. You know, like Jeff was watching like a basketball game when I wanted to watch TV. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm just going to see myself off to bed now. And I was like, I'm going to shower early. And I was like, I have a little free time. Like, this is mm-hmm. lovely. And I said, I am going to try this new product that somebody sent me. And it's called the new NOUS hair gloss. But it's not the kind you like do in the shower, just like, you know, 10 minutes and sit there or whatever. It had gloves in a developer.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, I'll do this when I have some free time. Never. So I was like, I don't know when I'm going to try this thing, but I was interested in it. So I just put it in the, you know, closet and I was like, I'll use it one day. I was like, tonight's the night I'm going to use it. So you shower, you wet your hair. I stepped out of the shower. You'd have to shake it up and then put it on your hair for 15 okay. minutes. So I sat there and then I, you know, like read stuff on my phone for 15 minutes. And I used why are you laughing
because
at me?
Because you're giving us literally the play-by-play of how Jess did it instead of just like the direct.
Because I need you to know what to do. Because you don't.
What are you going to do with this 10, 15 minutes where you have damp hair and the glaze is developing?
Okay. Right.
You sit on your phone.
Right.
Go ahead,
don't go sit on your couch because it has like developer in it. Like,
but
you
it's
could
clear,
stain
correct?
Stuff. Like I... It's yes, they also sent me the golden one and I didn't want to do the golden yet because I wanted to see, I wanted to be safe first and see how the product was and then tell you guys how it worked. It totally did make my hair glossier. And then I rinsed it out and, you know, I was nervous because I'd never tried this brand. It was a really positive experience. It's $50 NOUS. It's created by a hair colorist and it is great. And I'm really happy to support an indie
She's
brand.
She's showing it off to me, guys. And her hair is super shiny. It's like you're getting an in-salon glaze.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
the kind you get at the sink at the end of your color treatment that like, why am I sitting here 10 to 15 more minutes? Because you're getting a glaze.
Correct.
But you got it at home.
Yeah.
Jess, you did.
Yes.
This is like, look at you.
I had gloves and everything.
Like, I know you're not as crafty as I am.
I
and
hate
that
stuff.
These are like, that's commitment. And I like it. It looks good.
Yeah, it was worth it. Yeah, and then you rinse it out and then you just put conditioner on it.
Okay.
So if I can do it, you can do it. But just you have to stay in the bathroom
and be on your phone and read stuff for 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, just like keep it clean. Keep it clean.
And then after that, you got your beauty sleep, didn't you?
Oh, I did. I was in bed by 11.
Not a sack of garbage. A beautiful sleeping
Not a sack of garbage.
Beauty.
I moisturized. Yeah, the whole thing. And I got that beauty
sleep. You guys do that too and we'll talk to you on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.